Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Australian Premium Solar India Limited H2 FY25 results conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Parth from Confidelity Partners. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, and good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Parth Rane from Confidelity Partners. We represent the investor relations for Australian Premium Solar India Limited. On behalf of Ventura Securities and Confidelity Partners, I warmly welcome you all for Australian Premium Solar India Limited H2 and financial year ended 2025 earnings conference call. From the company, we have with us Mr. Nikunj Patel, who is the Chairman and the Executive Director of Australian Premium Solar India Limited. And along with him, we have Mr. Kalpesh Vakharia, who is the Chief Financial Officer of Australian Premium Solar Limited. So I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Nikunj Patel for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Nikunj, sir.
Thank you, Parth. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Warm welcome to our earnings call for year 2025 and half-year result. As Australian Premium Solar, we started at India in 2013 as one of the pioneer solar panel manufacturers. Currently, we have a 600 MW line, and procurement for 400 MW TOPCon line is already done. We are expecting that up and running by month of August, which is further expandable up to 800 MW TOPCon machinery. Groundwork for 4 GW land acquisition for solar cell is almost done. We are expecting 2 GW utility and 1 GW machinery as a first phase, and expected revenue will be up to 800 crores with EBITDA of 20%-30%. For APS growth, currently we have a main three segments. First one is the distribution, which we are quickly and fastly expanding. Earlier, we were just working in Gujarat and Rajasthan mainly. Currently, our distribution segment is looking after eight states. For pump division, again, last year we were only in two states. Currently, we have a tender up to eight different states. For retail and C&I segment, again, we are one of the largest solar retailers as a manufacturer in Gujarat, and we have expanded to Maharashtra and Rajasthan. For future expansion, we are planning for the ground mounting project supply and export division sooner. In long-term growth for next 2 years, we are looking up to 75% CAGR. Our result for year 2025 and for last 6 months' result and for 2025 update, I will ask our CFO, Kalpesh Vakharia, to present more. Thank you, Kalpesh.
Hi. Good afternoon, guys. Thank you so much, and I warmly welcome you for the Australian Premium Solar investor call. I would like to brief you the result for half two 2025. The turnover is 275 crores with profit before tax of 36.13 crore and PAT of 26.71 crore, which is 870% growth, 870% growth from the H2 2024, which is absolutely magnificent. At the start of the year, we had thought that we will double the turnover, but as you can see, we have more than we have almost tripled our turnover to 438.87 crore in FY25 with a very good margin, and we expect this growth to continue in the coming financial year and the next financial year too. So if you have any questions regarding the financials or any other thing, then probably you can definitely let us know and we will be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Agastya Dev from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Afternoon. Am I clearly audible?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Sir, congratulations on truly very nice numbers. I was very pleasantly surprised with the execution. I thought my numbers, my estimates were going to be aggressive, but you guys have beaten that quite soundly. So congratulations on that, sir. Sir, my first question, sir, is so first is a request, sir. Now that we are a 400 crore turnover plus company, can you start giving quarterly numbers, sir? There's a lot happening in the company, and 6 months gap, it becomes very difficult to track the step-by-step progress that you are making across various projects. It would be really appreciated if you can start giving quarterly results, and if not results, at least some sort of a just like a rough set of numbers on where the company is going and how much progress has been made. So my first question is on the volume. So can you share the volumes that we did during the entire year FY25?
Okay. Volume. Okay, Agastya, this is Kalpesh here.
Hello,
so Kalpesh. I would like to give answer to your question. The turnover for the first 6 months, because I don't have quarterly for the first two quarters, but I have got for the first half year that 163.75 was there for the first 6 months. Okay. And quarter ending December, 163.75.
Okay.
163 crore, 75 lakhs. Okay.
Right.
That was for September ending 2024. Okay. Then December 2024, it was 121 crore.
So this you are giving me revenue numbers, right?
Oh, you need a volume for solar panel manufacturing. If we
yes,
see
sir.
Between
yes.
January to May, we have produced
right.
Roughly, just say until yesterday, and from January to May, we have done 360, no, sorry, it's from December. So roughly around 30, so 180,000 modules in
5 months. 4.5 months.
4.5 months.
So, can you give me for the entire FY25? So, not May, but from
okay.
starting from March to this March.
March
sorry,
to
last,
March?
Starting last April, last April, 1st of April last year, for the financial year.
Okay. The way I have, I remember is little bit different. But usually I do January to December, but just give me 2 minutes. I have to just little bit recalculate in my mind.
Sir, if you can post it on the exchanges, that would be very good, or include in your presentation.
It will be, it will,
that,
it is exactly 320,000. No, no, it's more. 320,000. Mm.
320,000. So what's the unit here? This is number of panels?
No, 250,000 extra. So 270,000 solar panel. Hmm. For
so
because
be the,
we expanded our we expanded our capacity. We were in planning to expand from July, so from September it picked up, and on from December it picked up 100%.
Yes.
So from December we are not 100% but 80%. So we will give it to you in Excel format, but it is 270 is roughly and 150 megawatt.
150 megawatts, great sir. Sir, the next question is for next year. Sir, for next year, what would be the effective capacity in place? So, by effective capacity, I mean the existing capacity will be available fully, right? And the new expansion that you will bring online, that will be available for, my guess is, some 8 months. I don't know how long it will take you to ramp that up. But effectively, what kind of capacity will be available?
In say month of August or September, October, from October it will be that new machine will be say like 50-60%. No, it won't. It will run 50-60% first, and then after 2 months it goes for fully,
it goes higher.
So by December it goes higher, but our planning to produce around 900,000 solar panel for this year,
mm-hmm.
with the existing machinery and new machinery.
Understood, sir. Sir, in megawatts,
because
this
in
would be
case, yes. In megawatts,
sir, this would be almost three times, right, sir?
Yes.
Somewhere close to 400 to 450 megawatts?
Yes.
And so, the cell capacity, when will we see substantial commercial production happening? Which month?
Because
which year?
In cell, there are so many steps. One is like land selection, and then approval for water and electricity and the pollution board approvals. So that's also very, very critical. Once you select the land, then you will know whether all those three will be applied and approved. Once that applied and approved, then in parallel, once you are like your due diligence is done, then you have to start looking for the machinery for solar cell and then utility machine. Because the machinery for solar cell for 1 gigawatt, you are expecting roughly 250 to 300 CR. And then utility, say example, if you are looking for 2 gigawatt, you are looking for 400 to 450 CR. And land and building is extra. So that's overall process takes 18 to 24 months.
Understood.
From zero date. From zero date.
Understood, sir. So, final question from my side. In terms of CapEx for next 2 years, for FY26 and FY27, for the panel facilities and for the cell facility, what will be the total combined CapEx for the company for the next 2 years?
For next 2 years, if we divide year by year, say like to run the new machinery is coming with 800 megawatt. The first one is we are starting with 400 megawatt. So maybe December to March, we will take another 400 to up to 400 megawatt. So when, and then our existing line is 200 megawatt poly will be isolated. So 400 megawatt monopark will up and running. So overall there will be 1.2 gigawatt at even 80%. If you are doing at peak capacity, you will do 800 megawatt, and at current value, this will be around, so you need around roughly 350 to 400 CR capex to run fully just a solar panel manufacturing facility.
So this entire 350 crores will happen this year, right, sir?
No. This is, I told, in next 2 years, including working capital. So 50%.
Okay, sir, can you give me just the capex number for 2 years split properly? Like, so what is the FY26 number and what is the FY27 numbers? And include everything, sir. Include your panel plus cell, but only the capex number.
CapEx per panel only. Cell will be the different story. Cell okay. For 1 gigawatt, you are expanding up to, like say 2 gigawatt utility, 1 gigawatt machinery will be 1000 crores for solar cell.
Okay.
For a, 1.2 gigawatt, including some existing machinery and the new machinery coming, the machine for the TOPCon line will be 110 crores roughly, because the existing and then utility, some utility also required. So 100
so
crores
should I take, sir,
in 100.
So should I take roughly, let's say, 300 crores for this year and then remaining 800 crores for the next year? Is that a good capex?
Which, you are considering which solar cell?
Sir, I am considering the entire capex, the total capex.
Okay. So the first year will be 150 CR until for FY26. And then from FY26 to 27, there will be another 850 CR. Because
it's solar. Perfect, sir. Sir, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Yes.
Thank you. I request the participants to restrict with 3 questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. The next question comes from Pranav Goyal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations on the great set of numbers. Are you able to hear me well?
Yes.
My first question is, what's your order book at the end of 31st March 2025?
Order book for 20. See, we, as I said, we have 3 segments. One is our pump segment, where we have a government tenders. In some states, we have a market mode, and some states we already, they are in process of allocation of the orders. In distribution, which we are taking care of 50% of our business, over there we have 50, around 75 plus dealer and distributor. They give us monthly orders, because it's very hard in APS just to maintain our profit and margin. We don't take future long-term orders, because there are so many factors in solar panel, and the cost and everything is very, very variable. Within, like say, in last 3 years, if we see the price effective, example, some company take 12 months order, and if their procurement pricing are changed, they may could lose so much profit. So the way we have developed and established our network, we take the monthly order. But if they are regular orders, because they are our regular dealer, distributor, they have an annual target and everything, and they have some incentive structures annually as well. So they have to do certain targets to achieve their incentive at the end of the year. So that's our 50% business. Our retail business comes every day, which is giving around 15% of our business, which is around 15 to 20. Now it will go up as well, around 25 plus megawatt. That's our daily business. And for our long-term order business, that's our tender business, which is a pump business.
Do we have?
Huh? How much we have?
300.
So as per Kalpesh, currently we have around 300 crores
for pump
retail, as the book orders.
Right, yeah. Probably I would rephrase my question in that case. What have you executed in the month of, let's say, April and probably in the mid of May, if you can guide, give a bit of guidance on that? And also, what is your expectation till the end of FY26?
We can't say much on the, you know, current figures, because that is not, or we are not allowed to
but
say.
As I said, but it's a 75% plus CAGR. Earlier in previous calls also, we were saying 75
for
CAGR.
The next years, yeah.
But example, if we see example, last year we had our turn, last to last year our turnover was 149 CR, and we have achieved 430 plus CR. You know, so it is not good for us to tell what is already happened. Maybe
but the figure would be like 75% CAGR for the next couple of years from here.
That's what we are expecting.
Conservatively, that is what we will
assume. And our margin also. We want to keep our margin
intact. Yeah,
that's very clear. And do you think, I mean, I've seen the guidance is for next 2 years, 78%. Do you think it's sustainable after that as well, or at this moment you don't have anything to say?
It can be sustainable, but we don't see that much.
After 75% 2 years goal, our goal we in third year, our goal will be to be most of the debt free, because as we see, like this year maybe we have very little debt. Even by end of this financial year we have some debt, but the next year we will have a very high debt
because
of the large capex. But our goal for 27 and 28 will be we come out of debt. And then we may increase as and when, whatever the situation will be. And by that time our turnover will be very high. So even we grow at 40-50%, still it will be very good number.
That's clear. And related, my last question is, how do you plan to raise this debt?
How do you plan to
raise the debt?
So
we are going to do the, fundraising would be in the form of equity as well as debt funding. Like we are, if you have seen that we have already raising funds of about 18 crore right now in APS. And there is also, we have also applied for some loan with the banking system, which is in the final stages of approval. So probably in the next couple of months, we will be having that approval too. So, and then how we require, we are going to apply, we will raise the fund, plus we will also raise the fund through debt as well. So, both ways we are going.
Three ways, like profit, debt, and profit, debt, and
fundraising. Through equity.
So, we will make sure the profitability with turnover will be maintained.
Okay, very clear. Thank you. And very best of luck for the futures. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Pranav Srimal from Think Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congrats on the great set of numbers. Most of my questions have been answered. Just a couple of more questions, sir. The debt interest, what would be the interest cost on the debt that we are trying to raise, and how much debt will we raise exactly?
It's like bank like HDFC and BOB, so it should be below 10%, you know.
Below 10%. And do we get any government benefits, PLI benefits?
Yes, not PLI benefit, but for solar panel further expansion, there will be a government benefit.
As well as for solar cell too?
Yeah, for solar cell as well.
As well.
Hmm. It's not PLI, but it will come under electronics policy and Atmanirbhar Gujarat policy, either or.
So this will be in terms of refunding the GST amount or reduced cost in capex or interest?
Yes, that's either or. Either you go for GST or either you go for capex.
Okay, got it. And so secondly, going forward, what do we expect our sales split?
Our sales, can you repeat the question, please?
The sales split, the category, product category going forward.
Say, if we see the retail category, in retail business, we are expecting 10 to 15%. In pump segment, we are expecting 35 to 40%. And the remaining, we are expecting from distribution business. So the pump business, we are in terms of turnover, if we see, we are expecting 300 plus in pump, 400 plus in wholesale, and remaining retail and C&I.
Wholesale 400, pump 300, and remaining?
Retail and C&I segment.
Retail rooftop and C&I segment.
Okay.
C&I segment, commercial.
Okay, got it, sir. And the solar cell plant that we're coming up with, sir, what will be the end date when we can start commercial production?
As we discussed before, it will be 18.
It will be end of March 2027 probably, because it takes at least 18 to 24 months. So we expect it to be, by end of FY 27.
Okay, so next 2 years growth, we will not include the solar cells. This is only solar panels and pump and the other.
Yes.
After 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Yes. That's it from my side. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you. The next question comes from Amit Agija from HT Hawa. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, Amit.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Well, congratulations for fantastic results. So my question was connected to, like, what are the timelines for initiating exports to the US and other countries?
See, currently the Indian policy are very, very favorable, especially with DCR and the profitability also very good. Compared to the USA, they are just planning some tax. There is no clear policy for USA at the moment. And all our existing ability is getting already occupied, and it's already, each, like, our cash flow is getting utilized, our machinery getting utilized, the time for our staff is getting utilized, our infrastructure getting utilized. So I think until it will be, when we will start seeing some extra gap, or we see, okay, in maybe 3 months, 6 months later, we will have some extra gap. But that time we will start, because it only takes 3 months for us to set up the export, because it needs 2-3 staffs, and we know how the market works, because we have very good exposure working in overseas country as well, how the rules, regulation, how the distribution work, how we can tap into people. So that's not a big deal for us, but big deal is to utilize extra opportunity, extra availability within organization, then only we will start looking the export.
And sir, have you received the global certification required for exporting?
We do have an IEC certification. For the further IEC certificate, it takes 3 to 6 months to get it for USA. Once our TOPCon line will come, then we will start applying, because mainly in USA, the TOPCon orders are more. Say, like, in Europe, Australia, in USA, the market is not for monopark, it's mainly on TOPCon. So once our line will be there, then we will be eligible to apply those certificates.
And sir, as a company policy, like, have you planned any, like, targets, like, when, what are the timelines, like, when you'll be doing it?
What are the timelines for?
See, getting for certification will cost only 60-70 lakhs. So as soon as the machinery will be there, we will apply for those certificates and keep it ready. When we have an extra availability for sale, we can start selling. But
okay,
I don't think so in near future we require to sell it in overseas.
At least 12 to 15 months.
Right? Hmm.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Tanisha Khandelwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello, yeah. Okay, so my first question would be, given the big capex, what is your target for the debt equity ratio, and how will you maintain the low debt profile?
Year 2020, up to year 2026, we need 150 CR. Kalpesh, our CFO, already informed, we have a loan application already done, and the fundraising is already also in process of last stage of approval maybe. So we are doing fundraising of 18 crores, and as per my memory, the loan will be around 25 to 30 crores. So that will add 53. Also, the internal accrual by next 9 to 10 months, I'm expecting good result out of that as well. So I'm sure for 150 CR, and we do have some other bank like IREDA and some other government agency bank loan
application as well, but those one we will keep it in our side. When we need, we can utilize quickly for projects. So for now, we will mainly depend on the bank loan and the internal accrual, but when we need a big capex, maybe from after next year, we will do the aggressive fundraising.
Yes.
Okay, sir. And my next question would be, so are there any concerns about working capital cycles or receivables with expanded sales?
Not at the moment, because our segment is divided in three ways. One is like, say, if I say for distribution, we have cash and carry business. For retail also, we have 70-80% cash and carry, and payment comes within 2-3 days of dispatch. And for a retail pump is where we have a 60-90 days cycle, but that segment comes with so much volume and a good margin, and good also margin. Also that segment helps to the farmers, you know. So we like to be in that segment for long term. Our 60-70% business is cash and carry, and only few percentage of the business is holding some money. So currently, in short term, I don't see any liquidity issue.
Issue comes here.
Okay, sir. Oh, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir, and all the best for your coming news.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Jairaj Jay from HNI. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jairaj.
Thank you, and yeah, very good congratulations for your fabulous numbers. So my first question is, like, I've seen your PAT margin as, you know, double more in FY25. So can you share what were the key drivers for this margin expansion?
One is our turnover itself. Say we grown from 150 CRs to 430 plus. So, and earlier year, because we were planning to expand, we had, say, example, more staff, we had the bigger infrastructure and everything. And that's why most of our profit was going to as expenses. But this year, because of those expenses we have done last year, we could achieve better results this year. Again, sooner we will be in that cycle where we have to increase some of more staff, increase our infrastructure for one quarter or something. But the good thing is now our turnover is at a reasonable level where we can easily contribute from there. And it won't be much a percentage of the profit reduction in coming year compared to the last year. So the main reason is the turnover expansion itself, and the overall wholesale price and the margin slightly increased. That was the second reason APS profit gone up. But the main is our turnover versus our expenses.
Our fixed cap expenses.
Yeah, the turnover, I have seen that your turnover has jumped in a very drastic way, and that's a very positive sign. So, sir, is there any government incentives or any, prioritize for your sector, like you are in the solar sector and government is giving, you know, much more support. So have you benefited from such supports?
Yes, like the retail segment, government is giving 1 crore plus rooftop for next 3 years. The pump also up to 2030, they have a clear policy. Overall, government have up to 500 megawatt renewable energy planning up to 2030. Even government is focused to make that happen in terms of the infrastructure-wise, in terms of the policy-wise, in terms of the grid network as well. So we can see also very good opportunity for ground-mounting projects in coming period, as well as our capacity are going to go in a big jump. So those also, we are also targeting that segment as well. So overall government, not only in India, overall all over the world, government policies help the industry rigorously.
Okay, so that's a very good news. Like, if we are getting much support from the government, then we can push forward. So I think, Sorry.
Yeah, you continue. So,
yeah, sorry. My next question is like, as I know that the solar industry is getting a bit competitive. So who are your key competitors and particularly like from Chinese or other domestic players?
See, as a APS, we are little bit different. We are our manufacturing speed is not like large like Waaree or Adani, but our growth rate, percentage of the growth rate, if you compare, you will get much better because at the smaller level, we are doing our own retail segment as well, our own distribution segment as well, also our pump segment as well. So we are very well diversified solar panel manufacturer, which keep us at very unique position compared to many other solar panel manufacturers. In terms of, what we like to be in coming future, then there are various companies at various segments, you know. Say like a good OEM manufacturer only, then we can see like INA. Then in terms of the fast growth in just to manufacturing, then we can see maybe Elpex. In terms of, say like ground mounting projects to do better, maybe we can see the KP Green. But all those three or other company, they are individually good for their own segment. While APS have an ability to grow in each and every segment because all of their segments are almost fully trained people. We have fully trained people and long-term experience in each and every segment. So from now onwards to expand in each and every department, like expanding in manufacturing or expanding in ground mounting or expanding in distribution or expanding in your pump industry from 2 states, we are in 10 states, or expanding in retail and C&I segment, we are almost fully equipped, you know.
Okay, great, sir. Sir, as you mentioned about expanding, so can you tell me, like, how did you manage to expand from 2 states to 10 states? Like, it is a big number and a big jump. So what were your strategies for helping you to achieve, like, growing from 2 states to 10 states?
Okay, see, like, we do have a JV partner for, say, like, pump segment, where we are the lead bidder and we have the JV partners for the secondary bidder. So all the money from the government comes to our account and then based on their work portfolio and their investment portfolio, we share their margin to them. So basically their job is to find the local customers, liaising with the government and doing all the installation, sales and like their service as well. Our job is like procurement, managing the tenders, supply, showing the experience, making sure the products comes with a very good quality and making sure the after sales support is there. And all the necessary paperwork from the back office for all states happened from our end. But not like physical work and everything. Same thing with distribution. We have the distributor. They look after the warehousing facility and they have their own people. For expanding our retail also, we depend on their stock, you know, so they can be more strengthened in their territory. So we keep our operation simple.
Okay, great, sir. And sir, I have seen that your revenue has jumped. So is there any reason, like due to your client retention ratio or due to your new customer base? What were the reason behind
the new territory? See, the big penetration on existing territory and also the expansion to new territory. Those two are the key points for the additional turnover.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, can you give me a bit of, you know, glimpse of your revenue distribution from your geographical wise, like how much Gujarat has given you revenue for this year, as well as Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. So we will be getting to know like more about your customer base, like where you have a bit more control of your customer base. Can you share some insight of it?
Say overall from Gujarat, we got around 40% this year and 20% from Rajasthan, 10 to 15% from Maharashtra and remaining from the retail operation from pump and the other state of distribution. If you want a detail, just if you pass your email address or information to the our manager, we will send you in detail explanation.
Okay, great, sir. And so my last question is there, as I have seen that, you know, south side like Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and all are in the developing phase, like more IT companies and all are coming up and they have more like, you know, housing facilities, growing house facilities. So is there any plan you can, you know, track those markets so that you can get more of retail sales from those regions? Is there any strategic plan?
Yes. We see in last 6 months, we have got our targeted numbers from South India as well. It was the first time we work in that territory, but we have achieved our targeted numbers in that territory. And we have a good expectation, as you said, we have good expectation from those territories this year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I hope we see the same number of growth in the next half year of this year.
You're welcome, and we will work hard.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Kajal Shah from Aurora FinCap. Please go ahead.
Hello. My first question is, what was average plant utilization in FY25 and how do you expect this to change with the upcoming capacity addition?
The voice is little clear. Just getting echo. So can you repeat the question again? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. I'll repeat my question. Am I audible now?
Still it is echoing. Your voice is echoing, so not being able to hear you clearly.
Am I audible now?
Yeah,
yes,
much better. Much better.
Okay. Sorry for the inconvenience. I'll repeat my question. So what was the average plant utilization in FY25 and how do you expect this to change with the upcoming capacity addition?
Okay. The existing capacity is with Monoperc facility and the new one will be with Topcon facility. So the existing the setup we started in July, August, September, October, it's got ready from December, it started at full function. So see last 5 months if we see in terms of capacity utilization, we are close to 75 to 80% utilization, which will continue. Even we are planning to make some improvements within production facility. We may go up 5 to 10% higher this quarter in terms of the utilization compared to the last quarter. And that will keep continue because that technology is different compared to the new technology coming. And new technology also, we are expanding in a new states where there is a demand of Topcon technology along with the Monoperc technology, because Monoperc mainly the use are DCR and then Topcon is mainly the non-DCR utilization. So 400 megawatt new capacity which will be up and running from say example October, so means in from October, November, December, that capacity utilization first may be 50% and then next quarter it will be 70%.
Okay. And can you share any challenges faced in supply chain, procurement or logistics during the FY25 and how those were managed?
Okay. The main supply chain issue in last 3 to 6 months was the domestic content required solar cell, which is called DCR solar cell, because the government, wherever the government projects are, we must have to use the DCR solar cell. And because of our long-term relationship with some suppliers, especially Jupiter, we are working along with them last 10 years. We got a long-term contract to get 140 megawatt supply from them. Also because of our relationship with the other supplier, because currently only 2 to 3 manufacturers who supply the solar cell, which we are expecting to be open more in next quarter.
next 1 or 2 quarters, particularly in a monopurse segment. So lucky because we have a good relationship and we are in business since 10 years, we already got the long-term agreement with Jupiter, so which we are secured, but still sometime we need, if we have an additional supply, we could maybe sell more. But luckily we have enough what we need for now. And also okay. The example, the recent changes on the duty for the glass and the frame, which again make some short supply to India. But we do have the very good suppliers or stakeholders in overseas and locally, as we are working, we are in business since last 10 years. So we haven't seen the direct effect in our production or turnover, but it we have to plan well because of those changes.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Yogesh Zamre, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I was comparing your first half result with second half results. So you have grown well in pump business and wholesale business, almost more than 80%. But the retail business, in first half it was 31 crores. Now it is slightly lower, 30.67. So any reason for that?
Because retail, we haven't focused to expand in last 6 months. Because the DCRA requirements are limited, and all the retail business where we are, we must have to use the domestic content solar cell. So we just make that segment intentionally stagnant because the DCRA, as we were discussing DCR solar cell, it was the same supply, it was limited by supply. So we make that business that segment limited by purchase, you know. So we haven't intentionally grown in retail, but for retail growth, we are now from this quarter we are expanding our C&I segment. C&I segment is where the like commercial rooftop and the mainly the industrial rooftop. So that we are expanding from now because the last four to six months. All our capacity, we are also restricted by our capacity as well, capacity of panel supply. So that segment we can grow when we want, you know, because retail is something we have already good name, and when we want to expand, we can expand. But first we call, like pump, it's not our choice, it's a government tender. Once we get a tender, we must have to do that. Same in a wholesale, it's easy to expand. And also we can get both category over there, DCR and non-DCR cells. So if we sell the DCR panels, we also put non-DCR and our inverter as well there. And that's why we expanded to wholesale. We focus wholesale business intentionally. You have did good research on our balance sheet, brother.
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah.
Thank you.
One more question.
But it is a part of our policy, you know. Means it is part of situation management.
Okay, so that is just a backup. I mean, if you don't have orders in pump or wholesale, you can always cater to retail business. But
capable retail business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. The solar cell supply for local manufacturer also is limited. So we must be 100% required local solar cell. To expand the retail business.
Okay.
Yes, that was the main reason.
Okay. Now, in pump business, I think you said your the current order book in hand is around 300 crores. So, what is the execution timeline for that?
Usually 12 to 15 months, and that's the tender guidelines as well. So, we have to follow based on tender guidelines for that segment.
Okay.
But it's like it keeps coming. It's not like all comes in 1 minute or one way, one go. It comes in like every fortnightly, every month,
we get
every 2 months. But they already allocated, okay, like you can say like 10 companies allocated for say like 50 megawatt orders. So based on that, we know this will be our target.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Krunal Prabhubhai Patil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My name is Krunal. Sir, we are enjoying PM Surya Ghar Yojana and PM Kusum Yojana. Sir, is there any incoming policy for battery energy storage system or any related like battery energy storage system compulsory rule for EPC players and manufacturers players?
We are not a policy maker, but I will love to have the policy coming in our country. But as I am seeing the developing country, usually the first thing is the grid connected system. Once grid connected systems comes with the 30% penetration, then the battery comes in a picture. You know, that's how all the developing countries grown their grid system and the battery system. But with our government, we already gone at even bigger level, higher level. We got 1 megawatt plus size battery at DISCOM levels. You know, all those substations. So they are planning to put the big batteries at substation level very soon. Maybe you have heard those policy, or you may see those policy will come in a picture very soon.
Okay, sir. Or
not the small level, but the big, large level.
Okay, sir. Is there any incoming future planning for our company to become a battery energy storage system manufacturers, like we are producing like module, cell, and panels?
We love to do each and everything, but we are limited by cash flow and people. So, and policies. So, our first restraint is not our people. Like, we already have 400, 500 people, and some of them are working with us long time. So, getting new staff train is not our big constraint, but managing cash flow and having right policy, long-term policy in a country. Those two things are very, very important. But for now, short term, we definitely expanding our solar panel at fast level and also we will make sure we will come step free sooner as well. You know, for a solar cell, it is definitely any solar panel manufacturer in long term, they should consider to come in solar cell. Because that's how the China and the other country develop the companies who will develop their full ecosystem, there are high chance they grow, you know, the balance sheet quicker than in other companies.
Last question, sir. In Ahmedabad and in Kalol and Mehsana, I'm enjoying the all advertised poster, and regularly I'm feeling proud to your company's investors.
Thank you very much, Kunal. It is just a start, I believe.
Yeah.
Because last week, one of our staff meeting, one girl just said similar thing. You know, she joined with APS maybe 12 months or 14 months. She said, sir, whenever we tell other people, you know, in neighbors or in our society, I'm working for APS, then everybody says, oh, that is very nice company, you know. And I said, it's our 500 plus staff and our customers respond. They are making us nice, you know. So we have to keep working hard to be nice. And then her second question was like, say, my background is from Maharashtra. When people in Maharashtra will start knowing us in same level as Gujarat, and I say we are on it.
I'm feeling proud in it to your company.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Amit Agija from HD Ava. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm audible, sir.
Yes, Amit.
Yes, thank you for the follow-up, sir. Sir, can you, sir, give any one key insight which you must have discovered in past 3 to 5 years, like, which is very unique to understand your business?
The insight which is unique. Say, like, we follow strongly our 7S strategy. Say, like, our staff, our structure, our sustainability, service to our customer, our stakeholder, our share values. You know, that not from last 3 to 5 years, from right to first day I'm in a business, we keep all those 7S, starting from our staff. Staff is our assets, and we consider them our assets, you know. We make sure they are rightly trained, they know what they are doing, they get enough support. We make sure their personal problems get covered by the manager so they can focus more on our work. In terms of the structure, we make sure as per our cash flow, we increase slowly and gradually our structure. In strategy-wise, we don't just see the long, short-term strategy. Say, just current example, if I give for India market, if we, I can easily expand from maybe say 400 megawatt to 4 gigawatt line, and I can do so much OEM orders. OEM orders may be just for the other people who are listening. That's just making panels for others, you know. That's very easy to expand, but maybe for long term, that's very hard to sustain. So as per our strategy, we like to grow as each and every individual department grow. I know it's little bit additional efforts to grow, to make the growth in each and every department, but that will be the long-term strategy for APS, which make us protected from the coming competition. You know, so that's our strategy of the business. In terms of the share value, we as a staff and we as a company, and we try to do what we say. You know, that's our share value. In terms of the sustainability, we make sure if we have 1 rupees in account, we may maximum take less than 1 rupees in a debt. You know, whenever, and we try that for our growth. So that's not only in that way, in terms of the policy, in terms of the regulation, in terms of the in terms of the supply chain, we make the sustainable decisions. So those strategy helping to build APS as a different company than the other company. In terms of the making decision, like what the best decision I took in last 5 years, it's not just in 5 years, I took the decision before 10 years ago. When India doesn't have any policy for making solar panel, even there wasn't any grid policy, many people knowing about solar. And since that day we were working in India as a solar panel manufacturer. So even 5 years ago, 6 years ago, people were saying, why we are wasting your efforts there? But now then, people are seeing the different pictures, you know. It's not about why, it's about what you want to achieve and what is the good for company or staff and for long-term growth, you know, and for country, society, and just actually making people's life better. It's the money will come. If you, we are doing right thing, so it has to come. Not from this business, then any other business it has to come. But doing right things and make, creating the value within a company, within an organization, within a society is very, very important.
So thank you so much for such an elaborate answer. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Amit.
Thank you. The next question comes from Aru Punjabi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible, sir?
Yes, Anuj.
Yeah, so I want to ask you, are you also in talks with any institutional investors to sell any kind of stake, because your performance has been phenomenal? So I believe that there would be many institutional investors who would be interested in buying a substantial stake. So are there any such talks going on?
Not at the moment, Anuj, but maybe once the time will come, we will definitely let the people know as well.
maybe not in next at least 8 to 12 weeks at least. But maybe after that we will review our applications and our requirement, and then we will go ahead. But not in short term.
Because what I understand is after the recent result, your company has become very attractive. The valuations are really impressive. So I believe that since individual investors are really interested in investing, so institutional investors might show some interest. And since you have a huge capex plan, so yeah, I believe you might attract institutional investors as well.
We are not looking in short term, because our capex requirement is not even short term as well. We long term perspective we need, but if we get a right person or right institution investor who can add the value within a company and add the value for our investors, maybe we will look. We are not just blindly not saying we don't need. We will keep our eyes and mind open for the right institution investor or right investor.
Okay. One more question. Can you just guide us as to what kind of orders in terms of value are you expecting for solar pumps this year? Like currently your order book is 300 CR, right? And if you were to estimate, like what is the kind of order that you are expecting?
Because most of the, that one also, we do have a certain ability to execute the orders, you know, because so 300 crores order is almost, we are maximum, if we stretch, we can do up to 350
for this year.
Because it also needs so much efforts and the cash flow and the back end work as well. Main constraint will be the cash flow for that division, because it takes 8 to 12 weeks to get money back.
Okay.
That's fine. Not our cash and carry business in our basket.
Okay. Fine, I understand. And is it a like higher margin business than this current business that you have, solar panels and all that?
Yes, it is. Okay. And that's why we keep that. And also it's for long-term strategy. Because not any, to whatever. Come in this type of tenders, you must have to have certain amount of experience. And the years as well.
Okay.
So that's why we consider that portfolio.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to management for closing remarks.
Thank you very much, everyone, for your time and the efforts to ask questions. I hope I have tried my best to answer each and everyone's questions. If anyone needs any further information, please contact our investor relationship, and we will love to answer more in a detail as well. Once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Ahuja.
Thank you.
Bye.